The Left Show is not intended for youngsters. It's not intended for the sensitive. It's certainly not intended for right-wingers. Use your own discretion. Awful sweary.
Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West.
You know who the best-looking person sitting up there was? Who was it with the cowboy hat?
No, J.M. Bell.
J.M. Bell. I don't know who that is.
He hosts a podcast.
Well, he was good looking.
You pompous, stuck-up, snot-nosed, giant, twerp, scumbag, fuck-faced, dickhead, asshole!
You're listening to the world's greatest political podcast, The Left Show. I'm Jeff. That's JC.
Hey.
That's Taylor.
Hi.
Hi, everybody. Big week in news.
Yeah, there's a lot.
There's a lot going on.
A spaceship hit the moon, crashed in the moon today or this week.
I missed that.
I just saw it this morning.
Oh.
Yeah.
That must have been China.
I doubt it.
I don't know. Let's take a peek.
American made.
Moon.
I wasn't here last week because I was too high.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Tell me about that.
I was high for 24 hours.
Oh, it's Russia. The Luna 25 moon lander lost in a crash.
Oh, bummer.
Crashes into the moon, ending its bid to reach the lunar south pole.
How embarrassing.
Oopsie daisy. Maybe they should get the fuck out of Ukraine and start working on their space.
Yeah.
I assumed it was an unmanned probe.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, I didn't go that deep.
Mm-hmm. No, we just had to mention it because I had to know. I had to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I was too high last week and couldn't get out of off my couch. And it was not fun. I just sat there.
Sometimes every once in a while I'll take a little too much. And I won't get into it now, but we told you what happened the first time.
Yeah.
That is not repeated. Instead, I just kind of kick back and try and find something to watch before I'm too stupid to pick something to watch on the TV. I got a couple new video games I should probably play. I mean, they're old, but they're new to me.
I couldn't hold anything.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't move.
Oh.
Like, I could not. I slept on my couch that night because I couldn't move.
That's a lot.
Like, it was a lot.
A lot.
It was not fun. I'm like, if I just keep going back to bed, then I just kept taking naps. I'm like, because then I won't focus on how high I am.
I'm a little better.
And then it took me like 2 days to recover from being high for 24 hours.
Yeah.
I'm like, this sucks. Mm-hmm. I wasted a whole week.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair. Yeah, you should have tried to enjoy it.
I couldn't.
That's fair.
Anyway,
no, that's good. This week, it's discovered a new podcast I fell in love with. It's Brett Goldstein from the Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Films to be buried with.
Yeah, I like that one.
I do too. He had Jason Sudeikis on this week.
Oh, nice.
It's going to be a 2-part episode, so I listened to the first part. You know, it was a welcome break from what I normally listen to. And then the other one, Ologies with Ali Ward.
Okay.
That's one of my favorite ones. I listen to that almost every night. But she's taking time off, which she has not done in years.
Hmm.
And I was like, wow, how would that be? I should try that. you know, we'll give her a go. But
I'd love to do that. I would need her savings to do that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, she's in TV, so she's got a two.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so I don't know. What about you? What's your week looked like?
This week coming up?
Well, one behind. Whatever. Making conversation.
Was just a lot of work. Ending with having to go and pull weeds at my mom's house to help with the sale of the home. So yeah, that was fun. I also installed a new door. Well, it's the latch, the thing for the latch to the, you know, the plate, the striker plate. I had to install a new one of those because that had my cousin had come over and puttied in the entire thing with the intention of fixing it, then never came back and fixed it.
Yeah.
So the only way to lock the door was to lock the deadbolt, which I'm like, I'm all about locking the deadbolt when I'm not here. But, you know, you're going to want a door latch. And so, yeah, I went in and put in a door latch that worked. So
yeah,
turned out it
was
surprisingly easy.
Yeah. We had the doorknob just fell apart and called apartment management. And a week went by, and another week went by, and another week went by, and another week went by. And so I bought my own damn doorknob.
Yep.
They did not care.
They still don't.
No.
Shit breaks here, and it's just like, fuck, you call. And it took them a month for the water heater. Mm-hmm. Last year, like half of the power in the apartment just went off.
Oh.
And that was 4 months it took to actually get that one.
What? Because
sometimes the power would turn back on, and sometimes it would be off, and they couldn't figure out a trigger to make what it was, and they tested all the fucking outlets, and then had nothing. And there was one dude on maintenance, it's like, I know what it is, and everybody's like, shut up, Bill. And it turns out that it was not in our breaker box in the apartment. It's in the general services breaker box out on the street where the utility companies get to, and that our switch had fucking melted.
Oh.
And so the only way to get the power to turn back on was to turn the thermostat up and down. And that would somehow trigger the fucking main switch. So they place the main switch and everything's fine, but it's starting to happen again. You know, but I mean, how many times do you fucking call and call and call and they just never show up?
Man, you need out of this place.
Yeah, I really do. This fucking dummy needs a yard so bad. I can't stand it. I don't know what to do about it. The dog, honey.
My water heater went out this week.
Ooh.
It was the pilot light, I guess. But I didn't know how to fix it. And I didn't want to like mess with it just in case.
Sure.
So my landlord got somebody there the next day because that's as soon as he could. And he's like, yeah, like he was looking at, he's like, the power light's out. Do you have a lighter? And like, just like a small one for smoking. And he goes, well, we need a long one. Do you have one? I'm like, well, no, I just barely got a toolbox. Like, you know, no,
it's fine. I've got like three of them.
And he had to go buy one, but he's like, I haven't seen any, like a one you actually have to physically light in a very long time.
Yeah, that's old.
But it's new.
Yeah, usually you don't even have a push button. It's just automatic. It just knows.
There's
gas available. Light it. Yeah.
It's like they bought it in 2017.
That's weird.
It's still an old-fashioned light it with a match, huh?
Yep.
Weird.
Well, they got that at the cheapo store.
Yep.
That's what you do. So, speaking of cheapos.
Nice.
I don't know.
That was good.
That was weak.
I like it.
An evangelical leader is warning that conservative Christians are now rejecting the teachings of Jesus as liberal talking points. Russell Moore, formerly top official for the Southern Baptist Convention, who is now the editor-in-chief of Christianity Today, said during an interview on NPR's All Things Considered this week that Christianity is in a crisis due to the current state of right-wing politics. Moore has found himself at odds with other evangelical leaders due to his frequent criticism of former President Donald Trump. He resigned his position with the Southern Baptist Convention in 2021 following friction over his views on Trump and a sex abuse crisis among the Southern Baptist clergy. In his NPR interview, Moore suggested that Trump had transformed the political landscape in the U.S. to the point where some Christian conservatives were openly denouncing a central doctrine of their religion as being too weak and liberal for their liking.
My God, we can't please them anyway.
Yep. He says, multiple pastors tell me, essentially, the same story about quoting the Sermon on the Mount, parenthetically, in their preaching, turn the other cheek, and to have someone come up to them after and say, where'd you get those liberal talking points?
Oh, my God.
When the pastor would say...
fucking Bible that you're supposed to be reading, you asshole.
Yeah. When the pastor would say, I'm literally quoting Jesus Christ, the response would be, yes, but that doesn't work anymore. That's weak.
You can't change it. You already made it up.
Yep. Well, they can. They change it all the time.
I guess I do make up my own stories also and change them.
Yeah, why not? When we get to the point where the teachings of Jesus himself are seen as subversive to us, then we're in a crisis. Moore went on to say,
the problem is when you've made up the story and you need other people to continue to perpetuate it, you have to write it down. And once it's written down, then you've got that problem that if somebody starts changing it, now you got to go back and rewrite the fucking book.
Who took over the X-Men from Claremont?
Yeah.
Just say
who did?
Who did?
Nacenza.
You just.
Fabian Nacenza.
They just have to find anything wrong about everything.
Yep.
We don't even like believe in God, but like I'm still mad. It's like just get over it.
Yeah.
They supported the central tenet of you know the liberal tenet of Jesus, while at the same time basically rejecting anything that was good and fun. You know, that made your life, your existence on this orb a little more pleasant. And they're like, no, you can't do that. That's against God's commandments. It's like, okay. But yet at the same time, they were still all about, oh, no, Jesus was, you know, helped out the poor and everything. And now it's like, no, we can't have that now.
Moore went on to say that he did not think it would be possible to fix Christianity by fighting a war for the soul of evangelicalism, urging his concerned brethren to instead fight small and local battles like refusing to go along with current church culture.
Mm.
Well, I had that fight a long time ago.
My goodness. Yep.
And, you know, did anything change? No.
No.
Is my life better? Yes. Mm-hmm. So winners and losers. Matt Gaetz has introduced...
How nice it is to step away. Yes.
Yeah. Matt Gaetz has introduced a resolution to censure the judge in the Trump January 6th case. Because why not?
Because he doesn't want to get called in.
Because he didn't get pardoned.
Yeah. Gaetz is introducing a resolution Friday to censure the judge overseeing special counsel Jack Smith's case against Trump and his related efforts to overturn the 2020 election. In a statement obtained by The Hill, Gaetz's office said he's introducing the resolution against U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan for, quote, showing open bias and partisanship in her official duties on the bench, end quote. The statement also features a quote by Gaetz when says that he's concerned about the judge's, quote, blatant political bias from the bench. Quoting some more, Judge Chutkan's extreme sentencing of January 6th defendants, while openly supporting the violent Black Lives Matter riots of 20, whatever.
Oh, God.
Showcases a complete disregard for her duty of impartiality and the rule of law. Gaetz
shows
quoted.
Somebody who's completely out of touch like Matt Gaetz making that accusation.
Yep. Yeah. Justice may be blind, but the American people are not. We see Judge Chutkan for her actions, and we rebuke them in the strongest.
No, you rebuke them.
Mm-hmm.
You do it.
Maybe she'll get assigned to your case when somebody finally brings it against you. Because I'm still down for, you know, fucking impeaching Garland. There's too much he's just fucking letting slide by. But then he pulls a Jack Smith out of his pocket, and you're like, okay, so you understand how important this is. And all that does is make me even more angry that this guy wasn't on the job a year ago instead of now. Because Jack Smith is fucking... I'd put that fucker on a t-shirt.
Based on what we're learning about the Supreme Court now, I think he would have been much more comfortable in the Supreme Court. He could have been lazy to his heart's content.
Yeah.
Done all that stuff. Yeah,
get in houses.
Yeah.
Yep. So the judge has tried to emphasize the non-importance of politics to her decisions in the case. After hearing at a hearing over the protective order last week, she said she will not consider how her decisions affect political campaigns on either side. Quote, the existence of a political campaign is not going to have any bearing on my decision. I intend to keep politics out of this. Me? I believe her.
She's doing what she's supposed to.
Yeah.
She gave extreme sentencing to insurrectionists and yet openly supported a peaceful movement like Black Lives Matter, which he called violent. But the only violent ones were the white people that got involved.
Yeah. Like Rittenhouse and et cetera. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
You know, did some shit get burned? Yeah. Yeah, it did. And that's unfortunate. And that's like three or four dudes out of thousands.
And we found evidence that three or four of those dudes were bad actors for these white supremacist groups.
Let's be honest. Once the looting happened, it was a bunch of white people, too.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's like they're the ones that were doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, free things.
Three things.
Free things.
Oh, free. Oh, yeah.
Free things.
I love this picture of MTG.
Her.
That's like the best thing they could have done.
Yeah, it really is. Yep. Sometimes people like Marjorie Taylor Greene are so easily able to infect our American political life because of extreme gerrymandering. Sometimes it's simply because of the urban-rural divide, which creates districts that are so extremist, so red, that the most extremist Republican is pretty much guaranteed to win the primary, and then that extremist Republican wins the general by over 30 points. Mm-hmm. That is Georgia's 14th. That is Marjorie Taylor Greene's district. It is insanely gerrymandered and drawn just perfectly to make sure that the most extreme white person is represented.
Yeah. Not to mention that that district is very undereducated. Oh, like, yeah, the majority of the adults do not mm-hmm. finish high school.
No. No, which explains that
yes.
particular picture.
Mm-hmm. But go on.
Yeah. And with as few minorities as possible, so Green gets to be in Congress, and her constituents are just fine with her clownassery because they're just like her.
She should have gotten sued for distributing revenge porn. Let's just say it.
Yeah. Yeah. What happens when people like that run for statewide office? They get their ass handed to them.
Mm-hmm.
The 2022 midterms were a good example of that. Mm-hmm. So Marjorie Taylor Greene's out there blah, blah, blahing about her ambitions for higher office. She wants to run for governor. She's thinking about running for Senate. She wants to be Trump's vice president.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. You know he's not going to bang you, right?
If she can't see Russia from her house, then yeah. she does not deserve it.
No, no, that should definitely be a trigger. Anyway, she says, I haven't made up my mind whether I will do that or not. I have a lot of things to think about. Am I going to be part of President Trump's cabinet if he wins? Is it possible that I'll be VP?
No.
No.
No. No, no.
He likes blondes, but not like you.
Yeah.
Like his daughter.
Trump's cabinet? Is he going to make an imaginary cabinet in prison?
She can go visit him. They're both going to be in Georgia.
Yep.
Yep.
Cook Political Report also moved Boebert's district officially into the toss-up column. It's bad. It's just not as bad as the Georgia 14th.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
But that certainly would be fun. And I know a lot of guys, you know, that hate women that'll probably do the pay-per-view for them to have their ultimate fighting debut.
I'll watch it.
I don't know that I would. I'd probably have somebody else paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't want them to get any of my money.
Yeah, for sure.
Gordon Hunter Peterson. Well, let's call him Pedersen. Pedersen?
Pedersen.
Pedersen. Spent the first few months of the COVID-19 pandemic peddling silver products as a fraudulent cure for the disease.
My goodness.
Somehow, Pedersen's evaded law enforcement for the last 3 years, despite some serious charges, including mail fraud, wire fraud, and felony introduction of misbranded drugs into interstate commerce with intent to defraud or mislead. That Ooh. One sounds pretty serious. Between 2020...
Got to get that colloidal silver in you.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Between January 2020 and the end of April 2020, Pedersen's company saw a 400% jump in revenue, equating to about $2 million. Pedersen sold the products on MyDoctorSuggests.com as well as Amazon, Shopify. Prices ranged for up to $300 for a gallon of the silver product. Staring into a web camera while wearing a white lab coat and a stethoscope, Pedersen spent the first few months peddling the fraudulent cure. He had no clinical evidence that colloidal silver cured coronavirus. He wasn't a medical doctor. In connection with the scheme, the Cedar Hills man was federally indicted July of 2020 with mail fraud, wire fraud.
Wait, he's from Cedar Hills?
Yeah.
That makes so much sense.
Hi, I'm a doctor. You can tell by the stethoscope.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. Anyway, after failing to appear in court the next month, Pedersen spent 3 years on the run, evading capture until federal agents spotted the 63-year-old in Utah County last month, where he was ultimately taken into custody. You know, they probably weren't really looking for him. They were just somewhere having lunch, and in he walked.
Yep. They're like, hey, aren't we looking for that guy?
Like, this is a shitty thing for him to do, right? It's not right. But also, what the fuck are these people doing that they're buying it? Like, you guys, come on.
Oh,
come on.
Especially down there, people believe anything. And when it comes to colloidal silver, they've been sold a bill of goods for a long time. I've known people who've really damaged their health from believing in the colloidal silver and overusing it and using it in ways that it was not meant to be used. And yeah.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Just because some snake oil salesman says, no, go ahead and inhale it.
I gave it to your bishop. He liked it.
Yep. If they say something like that, man, people buy it.
Yeah. This guy's a piece of shit. But with that said, let's take a quick break. We get back on the other side. We're going to talk about some lawyer shit.
Cool.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey folks, Jeff here.
And Taylor.
And Tiffany.
I just wanted to talk to you for a second about Patreon. At Patreon, you get special content every week that we record. We do a show on Patreon just for you, the listener. Now, what do we get in exchange for that? Cash money.
We're not rappers. I don't know what to do that. Cash money. Money rules everything around us.
It really does. It absolutely does. Including the cost to host these shows. That's all this pays for. We don't do anything else fun with it because we still don't make enough in Patreon to cover the cost of hosting the show. So why don't you join us? It's a lot of fun. We're a little more inappropriate. We're a little more ribald. We're a little more risible.
Sometimes we're a little more high.
Yes.
Definitely more high.
Definitely more high. So join us over at patreon.com/defenmedia. Patreon.com defen media.
You are still listening to The Left Show. All right, then. Here's some more of that, I suppose.
Look, there was a hope in 2020 that after a couple of months of noise, all we'd hear about from Trump, you know, is his upcoming jail time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Merrick Garland proved to be too soft for that gig.
Mm-hmm.
Gave it to Jack Smith a year and a half too late, let's call it.
Yeah.
You know, and so, look, I'm so sorry, but we're going to be talking about Trump. And we're going to be talking about him a lot for a lot of time. Look, I try when I put together the shows, when I throughout the week, and then when I sit down on Saturdays to put everything kind of together and to kind of theme the segments and on how we're going to go, I try very hard to grab news that's not top of the mainstream. However, talking about Trump's important. If for no other reason than we know what he's up to, you know, we know what's going on. And to be honest, some of it is kind of funny.
Yes.
Like this one. Special Counsel Jack Smith gained access to Trump's Twitter messages, other info, including, we are told, direct messages. Special Counsel Jack Smith was able to get his hands on the private direct messages and drafts on former Trump's phone on his Twitter account. But not without a ferocious fight from the platform.
Oh, yeah.
Now known as X.
His buddy.
Yep. The document showed that Smith sought to determine who had access to Trump's account and from what devices. Smith also wanted to determine what devices logged into the account from October 2020 to January 2021. The IP addresses used, the privacy settings and history, as well as all the tweets that were created, drafted, favorited, liked, or retweeted by the account.
Mike Lee in those?
Yeah.
You know he was. Yeah.
In a February hearing, U.S. District Judge Beryl Howell blasted Twitter for its heavy-handed effort to resist the court order, leading Howell to question if X's new owner, Elon Musk, was trying to cozy up to the former president.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. He wants to be buddies.
He wants to be the VP.
He took
it's
the
either
red
him or
Marjorie pill.
Taylor Greene. He's got a pick. Yeah.
He took the red pill, guys.
Yeah. Prosecutors argued that alerting Trump would give the ex-president plenty of time to destroy evidence and alert others who would also be likely investigation targets. Because that's what Twitter wanted. It was to tell Trump that they were doing it. You know?
Mm-hmm. I really want to read them.
Yeah, Greg, I do too. Gregory Bernstein, a member of Smith's team, told the court that, quote, there are actually concrete, cognizable reasons to think that if the former president had notice of these covert investigation steps, there would be actual harm and concern for the investigation for the witnesses going forward. Twitter argued that some of the communications may fall under executive privilege beyond basic privacy rights. The 2 months of back and forth led Howell to fine Twitter $350,000 while the social media giant lost its appeal.
That's not very much money.
No, no. I mean, it would save my life 10 times over right now.
Oh, yeah, same. But, like, for people that have that money.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a drop in the bucket for, not even a drop for Musk to pay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a penny to him.
Yep. So people like weird shit.
Yeah.
You know, when you start talking about, I don't know, kinks, weird fetish eye, that sort of thing.
Right.
One that I don't hear commented on a lot is how much people may or may not like to just be booed out in the open by people they used to call friends.
Yep.
Because this dude did it. Michigan Republicans warn of civil war at a pool party fundraiser for the fake electors. An audio recording obtained by The Messenger highlights just how dire Republicans charged in the 2020 election scheme and some of the people around them see their fight.
Mm-hmm.
When Michigan State Rep Matt Maddock took the stage at an Oakland County fundraising pool party in early August, a recording of which was obtained by The Messenger. Just so you guys know who I'm reading from. He had a clear message he wanted to convey. If the government keeps coming after conservatives, someone is going to get shot or a civil war is going to happen.
Okay.
Matt Maddock, whose wife, Michonne Maddock, is a former co-chair of the Michigan Republican Party, one of the 16 fake electors who state attorney general Dana Nessel criminally charged in July, painted a bleak picture of how some conservatives plan to respond to the charges.
Mm-hmm.
If the government continues to weaponize these departments against conservatives, if you guys would quit committing crimes, you know, just quit committing crimes. And then the popo doesn't turn around and look at you. You're white people that make a lot of money. The police should be paying no attention to you. You're doing this to yourself.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking your privilege and you're putting it in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But if the government continues to weaponize these departments against conservatives and the citizens that are then the taxpayers, no, they are already, you know what's going to happen to this country, Maddock asks. He said, someone's going to get so pissed off, they're going to shoot someone. Already happening.
That's already.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Has happened.
Or we're going to have a civil war or some sort of revolution. That's where it is.
Okay.
That's where it's going.
They really think people they really think their followers care this much, too, though. Like, all of them. It's like, no.
An invite for the event said snacks provided, but also asks attendees to please bring drinks to share.
No.
And notes that proceeds from the event, quote, will be used to support the legal defense funds for the 16 Michigan electors fighting the politicized attacks from the evil AG Dana Nessel. Or don't break the law.
Yeah.
How about that? How about don't break in the law? And then you're like, why are they being mean to white people?
White people, man.
White people have it coming.
We've had it coming for a long time.
Well, we really have.
Mm-hmm.
We're pretty lucky that it hasn't happened.
Maddox inflammatory comments were just one in a series made by conservative speakers at the fundraiser and highlight just how dire the Republicans charged in the 2020 election scheme and the people around them see the fight. One that's escalating quickly to include both state and federal charges. At the same event, state representative James DeSana, who represents a portion of southeast Michigan and south of Detroit, said his goal is to, quote, get a resolution up to impeach Dana Nessel. You know, we didn't do this when you guys put Blagojevich away. We didn't act like this when you guys put Jefferson away.
Mm-hmm.
Democrats do bad things. We're like, take them.
Yeah.
You know?
We don't want them.
We were pissed off when Carlos Danger showed up again. It's like one time, and it's like, okay, Anthony, off you go. And then Anthony's like, I'm going to run for mayor. And it's like, would you shut the fuck up and get back to your corner? Jesus Christ, your wife didn't leave you. Take the win and go. And then she left him.
Aww.
I believe.
That's funny.
She should have.
I forgot about Carlos Danger. I didn't forget about him.
Yep.
But Carlos, I forgot that name.
Carlos Danger.
Carlos Danger.
Anyway, DeSanta, in the privacy... Oh, this is from Maddock. In the privacy of my own home, I exercise my right to free speech when I express concern about how people's frustration over an overreaching government worries me. Okay, you did that. And that's fine, dumbass. You're welcome to do that. But then what you did was you printed up a bunch of false fucking paperwork, signed your fucking name to it, and tried to pretend that your guy won an election that he didn't win. You could be as concerned as you want. You could talk about how concerned as you want. You could stand in the middle of the fucking road and tell people how fucking angry you are about the bullshit that you're making up. What you don't get to do is write up fucking false paperwork, forge documents, commit fraud, sign your goddamn name to it like a proud dipshit, and then be all surprised when they're like, well, what are they coming after me for? Because you signed your fucking name, dummy.
Mm-hmm.
You did this to yourself. I got consequences. I'm mad. Let's impeach my consequences.
There's going to be a civil war because of this.
You're violating my freedom of speech.
You're
no,
still
going to
see how many people like me.
Yeah.
We're going to see it.
I'm going to forget this guy's name when I close this tab.
Yes.
Yeah. I've already forgotten it.
Me too.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Trump supporters expose Fulton County grand jury members' names, addresses, etc. online.
Shocking.
Less than 2 days after the Fulton County grand jury voted to indict Trump, 18 co-defendants on racketeering charges, which is so fucking smart. Oh, it's brilliant. I'm going to explain that in a minute.
Okay.
MAGA supporters posted the jurors' names and addresses online. When the Georgia indictment included the jurors' names, a far-right fringe group posted the personal information, including addresses. The action sparked a domino effect among loyal Trump supporters, who then redistributed the information across all the social media sites. Nonpartisan group research group Advanced Democracy, which was founded by former FBI investigator, and Senate Intelligence Committee staffer Daniel J. Jones, raised a red flag coming across jurors' addresses on a fringe group's website, which was not being shared for further privacy protections of the jury members. Personal information began to circulate online as Trump supporters worked overtime to find the jurors' social media profiles and further expose their identities in defense of Trump. Advanced Democracy Incorporated highlighted the trend of MAGA enthusiasts, flippantly posting the names and images of individuals they thought were members of the grand jury. Similarly, unfounded claims from the anti-indictment pro-Trump camp include posts about grand jury members, public support of Democratic lawmakers like Sanders, Obama, or Warnock, as well as, of course, the terrifying specter of Black Lives Matter.
That's right.
Yeah. Yep.
It's dangerous. Why do people like get away with that kind of stuff?
I don't know. There is one lady, and I skipped her story, but she basically got a little tipsy, got on the phone, called the judge, threatened to murder her, you know? And
yeah.
So the FBI is like, yeah, we'll drop by. And so they dropped by and they gave her, arrested her on suspicion of terroristic threats.
Look at what happened to the motherfucker who threatened to kill Biden here, you know, the Trump supporter who threatened to kill Biden here. Yeah. He decided to shoot back.
Yeah. You can't really change that.
That doesn't end well for you, buddy. Sorry.
Mm.
Yep. I mean, that's all, man. Armed agents show up at the house. I'm curious as to what they're doing here.
Yeah.
I'm not going to just start shooting at them.
Yeah.
That's not my style. So.
Hmm.
This is just nuts. And you know that Trump is going to jump on
Truth Social
and start blathering, bloviating about these people. He did it to that mom and that daughter who were just fucking pool worker volunteers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Destroyed
their fucking lives.
It is so dangerous. And it's kind of like people are just kind of wishy-washy about it. They're like, whatever. Like, nothing will come to it. And it's like, okay, but they attacked Nancy Pelosi's husband because people put out the address.
Yep. With a hammer.
So, okay.
It's just...
just fine?
Yeah.
They don't care.
I understand that I can Google anybody's address, but, like, I to find their specific names.
Yeah.
And then sharing it everywhere.
Well, you're not supposed to know who's on a grand jury. That's the whole point of being. It's an anonymous thing. So you're not supposed to know who's on the grand jury. And so to get their name, the names of the people on the grand jury, that's a problem. That needs to be tracked down. If they actually did dox anyone who was actually in the grand jury, that needs to be investigated heavily by the FBI. How did they get that information? Where was the leak? Mm-hmm. How did that happen? Et cetera. But at the same time, and I'm sure that's being done if somebody was actually doxed. But yeah, at the same time, it's like, you know what? A grand jury, you, Mr. MAGA, could be on the grand jury.
Yeah.
Because they can summon anyone to a grand jury.
Yeah.
So you could have been on the grand jury. Now, all of a sudden, you're getting doxed because the grand jury voted in the majority to indict Trump. You could have been a dissenting voice, but they're not going to talk about that in the media. Now you're doxxed. Yeah, that's the karma that's going to come back at you, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
South Dakota. Let's talk about cleaning up our own mess, shall we?
Yeah.
South Dakota Democratic Party ousted their chair, their state chair, Jennifer Sleight Hansen, on Saturday amid accusations that she violated party rules and created a hostile work environment for the staff. Party State Central Committee voted 57-0 with two abstentions to remove Sleight Hansen. She could appeal. If her appeal is rejected, a new election for chair will be held September 16th in Rapid City. It turns out that Sleight Hansen did not attend the meeting in Fort Pierre. She did not respond to any media requests for comment on whether or not she would challenge the recall vote. Since she became chair in May, office holders and party activists accused her of not properly communicating with the 11 lawmakers who make up the Democratic caucus in the State House, improperly hiring and firing staff and creating a new job position without notifying the executive board. Some also objected to how the state party joined the Biden Victory Fund, which was not included in the party's budget or approved by the board.
Oh.
Look, here's the thing. Now, when you have even the most ridiculous, risible, silly state party like we do here for Democrats in Utah.
So silly.
When your leadership will throw a Democrat under a bus to run a fucking Republican.
Because independent.
Yeah, who lost and they still call it a win because that's what I might be a little still pissy about Utah. But anyway, so the Central Committee is probably your most frothy-mouthed give-a-shitters.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter what party, right or left. That Central Committee, those are the people that fucking show up, and they do the fucking work, and they're usually a little nutty, you know? And I mm-hmm. was one of them for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And when you start fucking around with their rules that they have literally spent probably decades trying to muscle into position on some of these, when you start mm-hmm. when you start ignoring these people who love themselves so much, you know, the fact that she burned out in 3 months, I think, is impressive. But that's sort of what happens,
mm-hmm.
you know, especially with state parties that give a shit about themselves, unlike the Utah State Democratic Party.
Yeah, they're not great. Yes.
No, they're pretty fucking
awful.
So
they like the beatings. That's what they I've decided they're all masochists who just love being beaten on.
Well, they do. It is the most common fucking thing I've heard since I worked there in 2005. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, well, we didn't get beat as bad as we thought we did, would, so it's a victory.
Hey, Evan McMullen.
Yeah.
Almost won.
Yeah, he was only, what, 12 points down?
12 points down, yeah.
Something like that. Anyway, yeah. State Central Committee's only 57 members, and they're all mad at you. Mm-hmm. You know, or 59 members, and two of them are like, I don't give enough of a shit to vote.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm saying. My favorite is that Shane Merrill, who was vice chair, will serve as interim chair until the election in September, said, this has been a long, difficult process for all of us. You know what? This hasn't been a long process. It started in May, you asshole. May. It's May. August. You're doing fine. I've been dealing with the same fucking money bozos over here for more than two decades, for Christ's sake. Yep. Anyway, way to go, South Dakota. I dig it. Mostly I dig it because I think it's important to fight a hostile work environment. You know, and I've caused those in my career. You know, there are people that I have hired along the way that have just rubbed me in the wrong way while not performing, you know, their fucking job description. And I do. I get a little yelly. I will freely admit it, and I feel bad about it. On the other hand, do your fucking job, and I don't care if I like you or not.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I've hired people I can't stand, knowing they would do a good job over, you know, in my life. Because it's doing the job right's important. Whether or not I like everybody isn't. You know? But I try to. I try to like everybody. But sometimes folks are Jamie Tartan for season one and not Jamie Tartan season three.
That's a really good way to describe that.
Yeah. Yeah. Or Nate in season two.
Ugh.
Whatever. Little less out for you there.
A little lasso humor.
At this point, I am like nervous about you watching the show because it's been so fucking hyped up.
You've hyped it too much now. Yeah.
I still think you'll love it.
Let me calm you down.
Because the writing is spectacular. And the delivery of that writing is also spectacular. Mm-hmm. So I think that you'll like it.
Trying to think of something that I can be like, ugh, you're not going to like it because of this. But yeah, I don't have anything.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's take a break. We'll get back on the other side. Stand by.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This week on the world's greatest comic book podcast, we remember Ron Cephas Jones. The creator of Bone, Jeff Smith, canceled his tour after suffering a heart attack.
But at least he didn't cancel himself.
DC makes Blue Beetle comics free to read. In Moving Pictures, Warrior Nun will return as a movie trilogy. Barbie has a digital release date.
You guys, I'm so excited. It's going to stream nonstop at my house.
Blue Beetle has buzzed past Barbie.
Barely.
That was some serious alliteration, you guys.
I'm proud of that alliteration. In comics, Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur are getting a new graphic novel, not by Garth Ennis. Wonder Woman Historia jumped to number one after James Gunn endorsed it. Jason Aaron is writing a new Batman series.
There is nothing in the news this week more important than this.
We review Batman Volume 2 and Money Shot Comes Again. All this is Swift for Dazzler. Face Red, True Believers. It's the world's greatest comic book podcast. Available Tuesdays on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, and thecomicbookpodcast.com.
What do I got to do to get Chip Zdarsky to write Dazzler?
Ooh.
Can you imagine that guy being in charge of Taylor Swift? We got another round of indictments this week.
Another!
Yeah. Fannie Willis's office apparently, and this is funny, mistakenly posted a charging sheet.
Oops.
For Donald Trump on the website.
Yep. Oopsie.
That was early in the week. Mm-hmm. Reuters grabbed a copy of it, and so we got to read through all of these charges. We've got RICO violations. Now, the reason that a RICO violation is better overall from a prosecutor's point of view is the ability to tell a story because you're indicting everyone involved.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Whereas if you're going after just one particular individual, you sort of tailor your delivery and presentation of evidence to that one perpetrator.
Mm-hmm.
because everybody knows how boss it is to say perpetrator.
It is pretty cool.
Perpetrator.
Mm-hmm. Perpetrator.
Poppycosh. And so you get to tell a story.
Mm-hmm.
And stories mm-hmm. are a little easier to understand. The downside of that is it takes a lot longer, and we may not see Fannie Willis's case hit a courtroom until after the election, you know, due to the fact that the defense has to have time to go, what the fuck did you do? Infinity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we've got RICO violation. We've got criminal solicitation. Criminal conspiracy. Another criminal conspiracy. Filing false documents. Another criminal solicitation. false statements and writings. Criminal solicitation and false statements or writings. All of this is coming out of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, yeah, those conspiracies, like the first one was impersonating a public officer, and then it was forgery in the first degree. There's more than one of those
yep.
counts of forgery in the first degree. So this is all of their attempting to create fake elector stuff in Georgia.
Yeah.
Which they're putting up as a racketeering charge, which is fucking brilliant. Well done. Because it's what it is.
I can't wait for the mugshot, because he has to get one in Georgia, doesn't he?
Yep. Yep. And he doesn't get to turn himself in at City Hall. He has to go to the jail, the big jail down downtown Atlanta.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
I do, too. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't wait to make so many stickers and T-shirts of his mugshot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with you there, buddy. I'm absolutely with you there. It's just nuts. It's so nuts that former Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez, how was the last time you said that name? Have we talked about him on this show before?
I have actually never heard his name until this.
Oh,
until
yeah.
you sent these.
We haven't talked about him, I don't think, ever.
I don't either. I'd have to search the database and see whether or not he came up. And that's only if I wrote it in the fucking description.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Because who knows? Because I can't. I mean, this guy was George W. Bush's attorney general.
Mm-hmm.
He was a feral little squirmy fella.
Mm-hmm.
I recall, but Alberto Gonzalez said on Friday that former President Donald Trump should serve time if he's convicted on federal charges related to his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Said the shmormy little fucker, and I quote, if in fact he's convicted of the crimes charged by Jack Smith in the Department of Justice, yeah, I think he should serve time. Quite frankly. There are people on January 6th went to the Capitol. Maybe not at the clear direction of former President Trump, but certainly he did nothing to stop what happened that day. Gonzalez says he thinks it would be fair for Trump to go to prison if he's successfully prosecuted by Special Counsel Jack Smith, while noting we're a long way from there.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
A Washington grand jury indicted Trump earlier in the month over his efforts to remain in power after losing the 2020 election. It was a 45-page indictment from the Justice Department alleging that Trump led a campaign of, quote, dishonesty, fraud, and conceit, end quote, to obstruct a bedrock function of democracy.
So that is true.
Yeah, he's got mm-hmm. four counts. Conspiracy to defraud mm-hmm. the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, I mean, you're looking at the charges are obstruction of an official maximum sentence of 20 years. Conspiracy against rights carries a maximum of 10 years. Conspiracy to defraud the United States carries a maximum of 5 years. That's all I'm saying.
Who asked mm-hmm. him? I'm just wondering. He's like, let's ask Alberto. Let's ask Alberto what his thoughts are.
Well, they probably mm-hmm. just worked their way down the fucking phone list of
and
Republicans.
Nobody was answering.
And he's the first one. He's like, oh, I'm desperate. Please pay attention to me. I was Attorney mm-hmm. General for W.
I don't have this contact in my phone. I better answer it.
Yeah, no doubt. Hey, it's MSNBC. I'll take it. I don't care. Hook me up like Michael Steele.
mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just it. I don't much care for Joe Scarborough, but at least he's dumb enough I can get mad at him from time to time, you know, Whereas Michael Steele, I'm just like, you're really bad at this. You're just really awful at this. And I like a lot of what he has to say because he reminds me of the opposition party when I was a fully active operative before everything went apeshit and crazy and stupid. You know, he reminds me of guys I used to fight with where you could have a fucking argument and it'd be fun. Win or lose, you were just like, we're doing democracy. You know, mm-hmm. Now you do it and people do a fucking drive-by on your house while drinking Bud Light. They're pretending isn't Bud Light. Did you guys see that one?
The Kid Rock?
Yeah, Kid Rock drinking Bud Light the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Of course he was.
Hey.
Hypocritical bitch dick.
If you drink it once, you're going to drink it again. Like, you just don't lie.
Once you get it, you never get out of it. That's what it is. It's a part of the homosexual agenda. Is it not? It's all to get us drinking shitty beer?
Yeah, I think so. That must be it.
Let me put it this way. I think by this time it's pretty well chronicled that I have come down with a new love for the sport of soccer.
Yeah.
Football to the rest of the world.
Yeah.
I do. Yes. I dig it.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I don't know quite how to phrase this. Never mind. Fuck it.
I didn't know where you were going with that.
Alberto Gonzalez. We're just bringing him out of fucking mothballs for this shit.
That's amazing.
It's insane. But he was on with Jen Psaki, whom I adore.
I love her.
I do too.
Miss her.
I do too. She's got a show that starts right as we start recording every Sunday at 11 in the morning.
Oh.
For the comic book show. So I only get to watch her clips. But I follow her on the social medias, and she's a lot of fun. So anyway, let's dump that one. Trump judge makes barbed comment about Elon Musk. We kind of covered this one already because it popped up. But prosecutors and lawyers for Twitter were sparring over the terms of the request. And at one point, a Twitter lawyer argued that the platform should be allowed to give Trump warning that they'd be handing over the records to Mrs. Smith. And that was when the judge popped up with is it because the new CEO wants to cozy up with the former president?
Mm-hmm. I can't get on it. Like, I changed something in my profile.
Yeah.
It signed me out, and it won't let me sign back in.
Oh. No.
Yeah.
Boy, I'll bet you miss it.
I have a lot of comments from it right now. Yeah. And I'm like, okay.
I want to see what's up with that.
So, yeah, I don't know. Maybe it's because I told Spencer Cox to go fuck himself too many times this week.
Which you should do.
Yeah.
Because he really has it coming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lindsey Graham got on the TV and got all whiny. Because he says that holding Trump accountable will damage the presidency. You know, kind of like it did to Nixon.
Mm-hmm.
Because we've been putting up with a lot of shit. I mean, it was a revered position. And the press ignored a lot of cool shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know, just out of pocket, banging Marilyn Monroe.
Right.
You know,
mm-hmm.
These days, that would be on Twitter faster than just about anything else in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yep. So anyway, Lindsey Graham, yada, 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 going on the Fox News saying, I know that Fulton County is the most liberal county, I think, in all of Georgia. The DA there is a Democrat. I know they're trying to use a RICO statute. I don't know exactly what they're going to come with. Read it. It's short.
Dumb. Yeah.
But I know this, between Manhattan and Fulton County and D.C., the most liberal jurisdictions in the country, it's very unfair to President Trump. And shouldn't this really be done by a statewide official? If there's a crime against the people of Georgia, shouldn't it be done by somebody like the Attorney General? Well, it happened in her county, and she's doing her job.
Yeah.
And the Attorney General could have blocked it, but he didn't. So that was smart, because the Attorney General is never going to pursue that because he's Republican for Georgia, the Attorney General for Georgia. Yeah.
Are we going to let county prosecutors start prosecuting the President of the United States, the former President of the United States? Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, because nobody else will. Yes.
You open up Pandora's box with the presidency, said Ms. Lindsey. This whole exercise of allowing a county prosecutor to go after a former president of the United States will do a lot of damage to the presidency itself over time. Good. If it can be damaged by this, it deserves to be damaged by this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's really all it comes down to.
It's really not the presidency that's getting damaged. It's a Republican presidency that's getting damaged. That's really it.
Don't act like you like him, Lindsey. you had that tweet about how he's going to ruin your party.
Yep.
And he did.
Well, I mean, it's over history from George Washington to now. There have been 91 felonies leveled against ex-presidents of the United States. 91.
Mm-hmm.
They all belong to Donald Trump.
Yep.
All of them. Not even Reagan with Iran-Contra.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Not even George W. for lying to get us into a war that has cost millions of lives so far.
Yep. Not even Clinton with his impeachment hearings.
Yep.
None of that. None of it. No, what damaged the presidency? Putting Donald Trump in that office.
Not Dick Cheney.
Yep. Not Dick Cheney.
How's he still alive? We should look into that. That's a congressional committee I would like to fund.
That's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
That's like alien abduction level shit, though. I mean, I don't know, man. How is he still alive? We don't know.
Good medical health care paid by us.
Paid for by Blackwater, really.
Yeah.
That guy's wealthy off of Blackwater. Yeah.
Graham continued. He spent more money on lawyer fees than he is running for office. January the 6th, I was there. I saw it. He was impeached over it. The American people can decide whether they want him to be president or not. This should be decided at the ballot box, not a bunch of liberal jurisdictions trying to put the man in jail. They are weaponizing the law in this country. They're trying to take Donald Trump down. Yeah. And this is setting a bad precedent. And what
Lindsey,
I fear
broke
is
the law. Yeah. That's what he. This is what you do. This is what happens when you break the law in this country.
Supposed to.
Yeah.
He deserves some jail time. Who the fuck do you know? Who the fuck do you know with one felony account against them, let alone 91, who's still walking around living in a fucking mansion?
Ooh, the mansion part got me.
Sorry, buddy. let's see. They're trying to take down Donald Trump, and this is setting a bad precedent. What I fear is that you're changing the way the game is played in America, and there's no going back.
They changed it. Yeah. He changed it.
Yeah. When a guy on his third wife, having cheated on the first two, impeached a guy who cheated on his wife and somehow scored the moral high ground? What Bill Clinton did was wrong. Make no mistake. You know, Bill Clinton is married. If Bill Clinton wants to get a blowjob from a person he's not married to, he either gets permission or he dissolves the relationship.
Right.
That's all I'm saying. So he shouldn't have done what he did, especially because he was the boss.
Yes. He shouldn't have lied about it.
Yes.
It's idiot. Jesus Christ, you two. Stop making googly eyes.
Sorry.
We already know.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. We're in for a very hard time, he says, if this becomes the norm.
Okay.
I would like it to be the norm, Lindsay. I would like every politician like you
to retire.
Where the fuck is your indictment in this RICO case? Because you were just as responsible at pressuring Georgia.
No, I could see him running around the fringes because nobody would let him play. So he did his own thing.
Kind of like Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's all, I want to play with the big boys table. And they're like, no.
That's how she's going to be VP.
Yep. Yeah. So Chris Christie. Donald Trump popped up a few days ago saying, I have irrefutable evidence that I am innocent. And I will hold a press conference on Monday to present my innocence to the world.
And you'll all see just how innocent I am.
You'll see. It's time.
Meet me at Four Seasons Lawn Care.
Yeah, there you go. And so he's canceled. He's canceled that because he says that his lawyers would rather use it as official court filings. What happens is the cops call and they give you a chit-chat. And you provide your alibi, and then they let you go.
Yeah.
As opposed to the cops call, the lawyers get involved, they press charges against you, and the whole time you're like, I'm still waiting to release the evidence of my innocence. Fuck no, man. I'd be printing that shit on t-shirts and wearing them around. Get a big hat. Bigger hat.
The evidence of your innocence should be apparent, not something you keep under your shirt until you need it.
If the video evidence at Mar-a-Lago would prove you innocent, why did you ask them to fucking tank the server? You know,
exactly.
I mean, that's really all of it. So you've got all this evidence that's going to make everybody drop every fucking charge against you, all 91 felony charges. And you're just going to keep it a secret some more?
It's a little surprise.
And these fuckers are just going to just completely fawn upon you the whole time anyway.
Be like, yeah, he does have something, though. He said he did.
It's absurd.
There's no way he can. What's an indictment?
Yeah, no doubt. So here comes Chris Christie, who has made me feel dirty so many times the last few weeks.
Yeah,
I can't stand it.
I don't like it.
Running for the GOP presidential nomination, he responded to Donald Trump's cancellation of a press conference he planned to give next week on the election fraud in Georgia, calling it, quote, the first smart decision he's made in a while. In an interview on CNN, Christie's, by the way, number three now in cable news, number three. Behind Fox News and MSNBC. Christie said he isn't surprised about Trump's decision to cancel the press conference. He said the former president is now aware he's facing jail time and, quote, can't make a situation much worse.
Yes, he can.
I think the first smart decision he's made in this regard in a long time was canceling that ridiculous press conference for Monday. Trump announced the press conference last Tuesday on Truth Social in the wake of his fourth indictment in Georgia. Former president called it off on Thursday, saying his lawyers would put together his allegation of election fraud in the southern state into, quote, formal legal filings as we fight to dismiss this disgraceful indictment. Therefore, the news conference is no longer necessary, exclamation point, Trump wrote to social. While his lawyers are like, can't anybody tackle this motherfucker and take his fucking phone away?
No.
Yeah. So basically, we've got coming up this week, we've got a Republican debate, and Trump's not going to go. And so the big question is right now, is he going to turn himself in the day of the debate or the day after the debate?
Ooh.
But either way, he's going to do it to suck all the press wind off of that shitty debate. It's going to be just
exactly
fucking awful.
That's exactly what he's going to do.
Yeah. I'm kind of happy about that.
It's kind of funny.
It is funny.
But
well, it's a very Trump thing to do, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
They're not paying attention to me. I'll make sure they pay attention to me. Yeah.
He does explain power dynamics. I mean, he got where he was not by being a fucking idiot. You know, just by being a dangerous idiot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and was he so stupid that he did these things, or was he smart enough to figure out how to defraud and just not smart enough to figure out how to get away with it is what I am. Because there is a certain intelligence that comes from being able to take advantage of people.
Yeah.
You know, when I hear about this is, I'm sorry, I'm saying this again. When I hear about crimes, like especially in Utah with MLMs and against the elderly and colloidal fucking silver and all of this fucking bullshit, you know, you know, you just got to wonder, it's do you do this to yourself? Do you like to feel this way?
Yes.
Does ignorance tickle a conservative?
It just, they keep doing it, though, because people are going
to
keep following them.
And,
that's
be,
what it is. Yeah. It's like they get the power of people like fawning over them, even though they know that they're falling down.
Well, it used to be the Republicans, you know, it was just lazy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, no, nothing for nobody. In which they sounded a lot like libertarians.
Yes.
And now it's
dangerously lazy.
Creepy fucking. Yeah.
It is creepy. It is really creepy how much focus people, Republicans, have made on genitalia.
Oh,
children.
No doubt.
And adults.
Yes.
I just think about that all the time. It's like, why?
Which makes me angry because I used to think about genitalia all the time, and now I can't because it makes me think about Republicans.
But they also do it on a lot on children.
Yeah, I don't.
And it's weird and gross and pedophilic.
It's really, really. And you keep catching all of these fucking Republican campaign workers getting arrested and charged on child porn, you know, and some of them, especially those guys that are involved with that fucking movie. That Sound of Freedom bullshit. One of those producers just got picked up for child trafficking, I believe.
Of course he did. Oh, yeah. A guy who produces a movie that's supposed to be anti-child trafficking is now arrested for child trafficking. How is that not a surprise to me in any way, shape, or form?
None at all.
Yeah.
So we're going to go do Patreon now.
Cool.
You guys have heard this spiel before. Patreon.com/DFenMedia, D-E-F-E-N Media. That's where we go every week that we record to record some more. Just for you, our fancy Patreon family.
Yeah.
If you'd care to join us, it's Patreon.com/DFenMedia, D-E-F-E-N Media. We have a good time there. We put out a lot of good content. I am, it looks like, going to be making a couple of wee little changes because we need different levels of content. Because right now, you know, whatever you're in for, we just give you the content.
Yeah.
So we're going to do some advanced directive kind of stuff, too, and figure some shit
out.
Ooh. Yeah. Yep. With that said, it looks like the at least two of the four shows I announced in January are hopefully going to be kicking off in September. I got a second wind underneath me about that the other day and started putting things together. So we'll see where that goes. But I promise by the time we get to the end of the year, I should have fulfilled all the promises that I've made. I'm working on it.
I think it's
time for another fundraiser is what I think.
Mm-hmm.
We could definitely kick one out the door and see if we can't get a little help. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening. You guys, thanks for recording with me. And now we're going to go and do what the British lady said.
If you've made it this far, you might as well join us on Patreon. Patreon.com/DFenMedia. This episode and more always available at www.theleftshow.com.